DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
I didn't think it was very good, John. I think it was a continuation of what we saw in his appearances in the preseason. You know, especially the games, he was better in the joint practices. And this is sort of, you know, what I've been talking about for a couple weeks. I mean, if you have big plans for the Patriots this season, and I think a lot of fans do, then that includes Drake May being really good. And Drake May today was, you know, maybe average, you know, maybe. And I think that a lot of it is going to be a discussion about, it's going to be, well, you know, the fans, they probably love Drake May and they're going to blame Josh Daniels. It's probably, you know, a little bit of both. I mean, look, if Drake May hits some of the open receivers that are out there, you know, it's a different game.
Greg Bedard says Drake May was maybe average, maybe.
Below average.
That's not an average performance.
No, that was bad. He wasn't good. It doesn't mean he's going to suck forever.
Correct.
But it doesn't mean you're going to just like whistle past it either. Like that was not a good game.
It's not necessarily
below media core.
I thought it was below media core.
Thank you. You think it was below media core? Yeah,
yeah,
agree.
I do.
It wasn't even media core.
Because, like, the yard, you look at his stats at the end, and there was a bunch of, like, all right, the Raiders are up two possessions. They're going to, like, soften up the defense. So he threw for 287 yards, but this is garbage time yards. Like, most of it is not real yards. He went 30 of 46. The game plan obviously wasn't for him to throw the ball 46 times. He threw one touchdown.
Vrabel said that. You're going to hear more from Vrabel this morning on Greg's show. But Vrabel said that today. He's like, yeah, no, that's not what we're looking for at all. We need more balance.
And one touchdown, one interception, got sacked four times, only ran for 11 yards on what ended up being four carries, and nearly lost a fumble. I mean, so that was not a good game. And his team scored 13 points. It's kind of hard in modern NFL for a team to score 13 points. But yeah, good game. Good game. Like, no. It's set up for scoring.
And not to oversimplify it, but I'll be guilty of oversimplifying things. I tend to do it.
Please.
His pick turned the game.
Yeah.
His pick turned the game.
Yeah,
now, you can say, you know, the offensive line let him down. He got hit as he threw, blah, blah, blah. His pick turned around the game. I felt like...
But who was better, the O-line or the quarterback?
Well, I think the O-line yesterday was largely fine.
Yeah, they weren't great, but they aren't great. But they were better. They played more to what you thought they were than the quarterback did or the running backs did or pretty much everybody. I'd give Kayshon Booty a pass. I thought he was good. But most everybody else...
I think Vrabel said this, and I forget where, with Greg this morning, or if it was after the game yesterday, but he said it. He may have said it both places. Like, the offensive line did a good enough job. There were clean pockets.
Yeah.
And I thought that was his way of letting you know Drake May wasn't what we were looking for. So I thought, to start the game, Drake was pretty bad. I felt like in the second quarter, they found a bit of a rhythm, if I'm just kind of generically thinking back on the game. Second quarter, felt like they were going a little bit.
Yep.
And then by the second half, they were lost. So we'll get more into Drake May and why he wasn't better yesterday. Does he not have enough around him? Is he not that good? Did Vrabel not get him ready? Is McDaniels a poor fit? We can debate at 617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. If you missed any of Hunter Henry, check it out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. We unveiled the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Yeah.
I would say to mixed reviews, Keith.
I think people were surprised we asked.
Dice.
Guys, what are we doing?
Dice on the text line. I'm pretty surprised by how much Hunter Henry hated the new segment.
I'm not.
How surprised am I that Hunter Henry didn't enjoy the new segment? 1A to 85.
That is the scale.
The audible groan from Hunter Henry when you said a scale of 1 to 85 was great.
He's number 85. That's why we did it.
Keith says 75 to 80 on a scale of 85. And says he couldn't be more surprised.
Yeah,
greatest segment ever.
I guess I did leave a little room there to be more surprised. But that was my biggest takeaway. The Bruce Willis twist is one of the great twists in cinema history. Mm. And he said at 40 at 85. So he watched that and was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, I can see that.
You got to see it coming.
Yeah, he's like, didn't exactly knock his socks off.
Yeah, it could have fooled us better.
Like, all right, fair enough.
Could have directed.
85 being the most surprised you've
Wait, one more time?
What? 85 being the most surprised you
I didn't even get to finish.
He barely got it out. He knew.
I couldn't even finish setting up the scale there.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
So we'll get to your phone calls here in just a moment. One stat on Drake May. And this is a good one. This is from Boston Sports Inf on Twitter, although he's had to change his handle, Keith. I guess he got hacked.
What happened to that? Oh, he got hacked?
Yeah, so he's I don't know.
Bots?
His new Twitter bio is formerly Boston Sports Inf. Old account was hacked and stolen.
Hacked and stolen?
Yeah. So this is the new Boston Sports Inf account.
Man.
Drake May in his career in a one-possession game in the second half. Okay? So one-possession game, second half of a game in his career.
Okay.
36 for 57. 57 attempts. 36 for 57, 63%, 300 yards on 57 attempts.
Okay, seems a little low.
He has one touchdown against five picks.
Oof.
Thank you. Quarterback rating of 46. He's also lost three fumbles. He didn't lose the fumble yesterday. He was lucky Campbell fell back on it, but he's lost three fumbles.
Wait, quarterback rating of 46?
Yeah.
The QBR.
It says rating.
Oh, okay. That's real low.
Sacked seven times for minus 36 yards in 67 pass plays. Summarizing the whole thing. In 67 pass plays, he's had eight turnovers, seven negative plays in one possession games in the second half in his career.
All right, a little room for improvement there.
So it doesn't mean he can't be better. As you said earlier, Keith, it's not necessarily predictive of anything, but this is what he's been in those type of games. Not good enough. Why wasn't he better yesterday? Why isn't he better so far at this point in his career?
Sort of the bizarro Tom Brady.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? Last year, I was at the front of the line making excuses for him, being like, well, they can't block for him, and they can't call plays for him, and they can't catch passes for him. Like, that's a tough combination of things to deal with. This year, it's not like you're, you know, the San Francisco 49ers and those players and that coaching staff and everything else, but McDaniels is a huge improvement. I don't think he was good in the game yesterday. I'm just saying he's a step up from Alex Van Pelt. I think this version of Kayshon Booty, we can get into Steph Diggs and the highs and lows or whatever in the line, but they're in a better spot than they were a year ago. So, like, this is the first of what will be at least 17 regular season games where you're like, he needs to play better. Like, he's the quarterback. He's the most important player on the field. So at some point, you need to take everybody else and kind of raise them up with you. And if he's going to be as good as a lot of people think he's going to be, then he needs to do that. And you can't just point to, like, ah, man, like, too bad he doesn't have DK Metcalf. Like, yeah, I wish he had DK Metcalf, but he doesn't. So he's going to have to make do with the guys that he does have.
Yeah, and it feels like the weapons should be slightly better than a year ago.
I know they are.
You know, Diggs, Henderson. I don't know that they're different enough from a year ago, but they are slightly better.
Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Reagor, KJ Osborne, they should
be better.
Yeah.
So that is the Pepsi Key Takeaway, brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Let's get to some phone calls here. 617-779-7937. Patriots Monday, Jones and Keefe. Deshaun is in Virginia. Get us started today, Deshaun.
Hello, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I just want to start by saying we need to start making excuses for Drake May, because we have a guy that does have great poise in the pocket, that has the inability to throw the ball with accuracy, to get the ball to the receivers, especially with birdies, bunnies. That's essential to the passing game, because you need to be able to hit the easy ones so that way you keep drives alive. You know, and I told people, the Patriots' success is going to hinge on what Drake May does. You know, I mean, like, the defense can only be overcome but so much, because we're not as talented to overcome these mishaps. So if your offense is constantly going three and out on the field, that leaves your defense, you know, similar to more plays.
Okay, so Deshaun, I tend to agree with this. If you're going to be inaccurate, and I felt like yesterday he was inaccurate, we can take a bigger picture look at his career if you want, but if you're going to be inaccurate and you are going to be turnover prone, he's definitely been that, mm-hmm. then the trade-off needs to be making plays, throws downfield, plays with your legs. I just felt like the quote-unquote plays were very lacking from him. And if you're not going to hit the easy ones, as he said, and you're not going to be hyper-accurate and efficient, then you need to have the trade-off of playmaking, and he made no plays.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great point about the pocket presence, because as athletic as he is, it doesn't really matter that much if you're trying to run when there isn't a place to run, or you're, you know...
Is that their first play from scrimmage? Was the first play from scrimmage a little, like, he tucked and kind of took, like, a little scramble?
Yeah, and picked up, like, a yard?
Yeah,
like, sweet.
He slid?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
I don't know. What even
is that?
I don't know.
And then, like, his first pass attempt, he airmails the guy. So those are two great observations. Like, how accurate is he? Doesn't seem to be super accurate. And don't look at, like, completion percentage, right? Because that can be very misleading.
Right. Do you feel like he's super precise with his throws?
Is he an accurate quarterback? Not necessarily.
Not yet.
Does he know when to run, or does he know when there's a play there or when there's not a play there? That still very much seems like a work in progress.
617-779-7937. Matt is in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. So the whole training camp, everything geared towards that game, all the game planning, home opener, and that's what you come out with. So, I mean,
it's tough.
That's disgusting. And I really got to say, like, you saw Geno Smith running the RPO. You got to put the RPO and start square peg round hole, like with Josh McDaniels. Thanks.
Okay. Well, let's leave the RPO thing to the side for a second. His first point, I think, is very fair. What were they doing all offseason?
Yeah, you were cooking that up? That's what you cooked up. okay, sweet.
They don't know what the they're doing. Do you understand that?
Like, the whole offseason.
Feels like it.
Where we're like, okay, are they doing enough in camp? Is Vrabel going to have them ready to go? Bedard, you heard Bedard earlier talking about Drake May and some excuse making for May, but he ultimately said it wasn't good enough. Bedard is very critical of Mike Vrabel's camp all offseason. Like, they don't look like a team that's ready to go. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's what you had all offseason to do. And when you were up at half, did you make any adjustments in the second half? I felt like the Raiders made all the adjustments.
Oh, no, they had a worse second half. So not only did they not make adjustments, like they didn't do anything, and they allowed the Raiders to sort of improve their defense. But yet the way they carried themselves in camp were a couple different things. Because like in the moment, you're like, all right, let's file that away. Like having sort of a lackluster, not super intense training camp. That's one thing. We'll see how that goes, how that plays out. We did question in real time the lack of reps in the preseason games.
For May.
They were treating him as though he was like a made man. Like if Josh Allen played that many snaps, you'd be like, yeah, okay, fine.
Especially the Vikings week. Like
yeah.
Especially that week. And I know they had two joint practices.
Was out already? Yeah, like when he left that game, I was like, that's it?
Did they get him ready? Did they have him ready to go?
Doesn't look all that ready.
Certainly didn't look like it. No. So is any of this acceptable? That's another like big picture blanket question for the Pats. I know it's only 1 week.
Yeah.
I'm getting so many of those in my timeline. Good effing Lord, it's been one game. No, I know. But before the one game, we had zero games to go on right in the Vrabel era. Now we're going
so
off what happened.
Yeah.
And I was very underwhelmed by it. None of yesterday, to me, was acceptable. So you guys can discuss there again on a Patriots Monday, 617-779-7937. We'll go around the league. What happened?
Ooh,
coming
can't
up
wait.
Less than an hour from now. I don't know if you made it all the way to the end of that Bills and Ravens game last night.
How surprised do you think Hunter Henry was in the results?
Oh, he still may not know.
Five or six.
Yeah, maybe it's lower on the scale. That's a good point. No. So we'll go around the NFL in what happened less than an hour from now at 11:30. Let's also get to Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show. He appears there every week. You can go back and use the Rewind feature to listen on the Odyssey app. He gave a pretty interesting answer about Drake May and the lack of winning he's done to this point in his career. Let's get to that next.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. And streaming on WEEI.com.
Are you concerned at all about how important it is for Drake May to win? Do you think it's the most important thing for him?
God, I hope so. I mean, I hope winning is as important for everybody. And I want the best from everybody. I want a competitive spirit. And if I don't see that, you know, then we'll have to make decisions and changes at every level. I don't see that. I think that he wants to be at times perfect, and I need to get past that. We all have to get past that. You need to be precise and not perfect. And if you make a mistake, it's the reaction that you have to the mistake that everybody sees, and then they're like, "Oh, wow, that was a mistake." We have to clean our reactions up. You know, our responses have to be much better, and then getting into the flow because you see really good timing and precision and accuracy. And then we see some other misses. But yeah, I don't ever concern myself with that. I just want the better performance, more consistent, and continue to grow as a leader and make sure that there is a command to what we're doing, that this is the situation, this is the play. Those are the things that I'm focused
on. Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show. He joins Greg and company every Patriots Monday throughout the year. He's brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. the leading financial option for the New England businesses and families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF FDIC. We're now one game into year two. It's one real win for Drake May. This is one, Keith, where I will say, all right, I didn't like what I saw yesterday. None of it's acceptable. I'm not ready for the big picture commentary on Drake May that he can't win yet, but it is more evidence to people who believe that and people who are questioning that. And I do think it's fair to question if Drake May doesn't start winning and winning soon, meaning, you know, this month, certainly this year, if he doesn't start winning games real soon, he's on a path to a lot of these quarterbacks who didn't win enough, who were high picks, who could put up some stats here and there, but never really turned into something, unless you want to chalk it up to like a Josh Allen level progression. But even Josh Allen by year two was winning games.
Oh, Josh Allen, his first year as a starter was 5-6. Since then, he's had double-digit wins every single year. So even when we saw him as a second-year player, like where Drake May is right now, and he wasn't the most accurate passer by any stretch, and he was like a really like raw athlete quarterback, he still had 20 touchdowns, 9 picks, and the team was 10-6. So, you know, and you could say, well, he had, you know, a good defense or whatever. Okay, Drake May should have a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, 2019, you still had Tom Brady and the Patriots in the division, right? So, like, and Josh Allen still found a way to win 10 games. So there were questions there about just how good he was going to be. And then it was his third year where he was runner-up in the MVP, and like, that was a complete
game. So that's where individually he turned into an MVP candidate.
But also when Steph Diggs showed up.
But he was like, winning games in year two, and it's a fair point by you. Even year one, he's only a game below 500.
Right. Yeah, he was, what, 15-12 his first 2 years in the league as a starter? So, yeah, like he was already showing signs of like that, I don't know what you want to call it, like the winning gene or whatever Vrabel just sort of asked about there, or like the ability to win games, because it is the position that gets most associated with the win-loss record. Like there's no win-loss record next to a wide receiver's numbers on like Pro Football Reference, but there is for every single quarterback. And so can Drake May do it? He hasn't yet.
No.
It doesn't mean he can or he won't. It just means he hasn't. And so, like, you bring up a good point about, you know, that was a guy that, depending on who you, like, talk to or what you read in the offseason, there was kind of, like, wide-ranging outcomes for Drake May this season, what he could be. And a good example would be, like, the game yesterday. Going into it, if you were, like, very simple, who has the quarterback advantage, Drake May or Geno Smith?
Yeah, I would.
Most people would say Drake May.
I would answer to Drake May.
Wrong.
Yeah, it was dead.
It's wrong. It was wrong yesterday, and it's probably wrong for the season. Like, let's see. Like, I think Geno Smith, he's had his ups and downs. He sort of resurrected his career with Seattle. He even came in here last year and had a really good game against the Patriots. But that's the thing, is there's a bunch of guys. I think we had him on like that third tier down, right? Like sort of the frisky tier when we did quarterbacks. And the range of outcome there is pretty wild. If you're the best on that tier, you might be a top 10 quarterback. But if you're not, you're like 22. Out of 32 starting quarterbacks, and a couple teams are basically punting, like Spencer Rattler, and like a couple of, like, you know, a couple of them just stink. So like, how good can he be? This is a guy that was probably on his tier going in, and he got completely outplayed by him.
Yeah, so I do think it's too early to make a big sweeping evaluation of that. He hasn't won enough yet, true. That doesn't mean he won't win, and it doesn't mean he can't this year. I had him for 9 coming into the year, so I'm a little shaken. I thought they were going to win this game.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to turn around and say they're going to go 3-14 or something like that.
No.
I didn't like what I saw yesterday. None of it's acceptable. I expect more out of this team. But Drake May better start winning and winning soon. And the only reason we bring up Josh Allen, and I agree with the Twitch chat, they're like, stop comparing him to Josh Allen. I think that's one who people say, well, it took a long time.
Yeah.
And they would cite that as an excuse for Drake May. It took a long time for Josh Allen. It really didn't. He was an MVP candidate by year three. He was in the playoffs by year two.
Would you guys like the first four games of his second year?
Josh Allen.
Yes. Sure. They were 3-1 with him, but he had 3 touchdowns, 6 picks, fumbled 5 times.
Okay, so not good, but they were 3-1?
They were 3-1.
Okay, so they were winning.
That's sort of like Bo Nix. My guy, Bo Nix. Yeah, he didn't look good, but they got another W.
So, I mean, we are talking.
There were some real questions. I think was one of those games against the Patriots, Nick?
It was. They got shut out. Yeah. He threw 3 picks.
Okay, so I specifically remember that game and Patriots fans being like, that guy stinks. Stinks.
That's all anybody said about him.
He's a bum,
and
they need to draft
another
guy.
Yeah.
And then he turned it around. So I'm with you. Like, I get the texter's point about being like, he's not Josh Allen. But try to forget the last 5 years of Josh Allen, which is impossible, but Go back to year two, Josh Allen. Yeah, at that point, there might have been some wins there, but it was one of those teams where you're like, I think they're winning in spite of the quarterback. They weren't winning because of him, And then later on that year, and then certainly by year three, it flipped.
Yeah, the rest of that season after that first month, he had 17 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Yeah, so he figured it out.
He did.
Yeah. And maybe May will too. No one's saying he won't, but right now, that is not the start anybody was looking for. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Daniel is in North Carolina. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to say something about the secondary. You know, I don't remember seeing Kyle Duggar out there at all. We cut Jabril Peppers, probably could have used him. And then obviously Christian Gonzalez being a difference maker. I just don't think Geno would have carved us up for 360-something yards.
Okay, fair point. So Duggar played 7 snaps. I think he technically started the game, if I'm not mistaken.
Did he?
I thought so. I might have to double check that.
I noticed Hawkins. Hawkins was all over the place, good and bad.
Hawkins.
He had the pick, but then he's like out of position, getting beat for a touchdown. He was like had a half sack, I think. Like, he was everywhere.
He got beat for more big plays down the field.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I would
Duggar did technically get the start.
Yeah, he did. So I would say more bad than good out of Hawkins, but whatever. I never loved Jabril Peppers as a player.
Woodson, you didn't really notice too much.
Gonzalez yesterday, like we talked about this a lot last week. I'm like, I think you can get away with week one without Gonzalez. I don't know. I mean, you got carved up by Geno Smith, so he would have helped in some capacity.
Well, I mean, Jacoby Myers, who is their clear number one wide receiver, right? Brock Bowers is their best weapon, but he got hurt after 5 for 103. Myers had 8 catches for 97 yards. So that's a classic Myers game. You know, 12 yards a catch, but coming up with a bunch of first downs. It was like third down catches, which just kind of kills you. You're like, hey, I think we're about to force a punt. Oh, there's Jacoby Myers. So maybe if Gonzalez is out there, he prevents a couple of those and you get a couple more possessions. But the flip side would be, what do you do with those possessions?
Right.
What are you going to do with them?
Right.
Punt again? Probably.
That's a good point. Even if you get the ball back to Drake May, what are you doing? Going 3 and out?
Overall, it's a great point. I mean, your best player is Christian Gonzalez. If he's on the field, you have a better chance of winning. But.
I think Jabril Peppers yesterday, they would have been better off with him yesterday. That's all. Hawkins made a couple of plays. He also gave up a bunch of plays. I think they would have been better off with Peppers. So I think that's fair. And obviously you need Gonzalez back. Can he play this week? Will he practice this week? I'm not holding my breath. And I think it's going to be a lot of that all year long with him. Will he be able to go? Won't he be able to go? When he comes back, what does he look like? Is he worried about his contract? I mean, that's a big thing, I think, hanging over the team right now. Gonzalez. 617-779-7937. More your feedback here on a Patriots Monday. We'll go around the NFL with what happened at 11:30. But let's get to Mike Vrabel. His debut, how are we feeling about the new head coach one game into his tenure in New England? That's next.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.